Edgar Degas' late depictions of the female nude are among his most evocative and radical. Woman Drying Her Hair, painted in the first decade of the 20th century when the artist's eyesight was failing, confronts us with an almost violent display of draftsmanship. At first sight, the woman's anatomy is confounding. She's seated on a bed or divan, her left foot positioned so that it appears just above her right knee. Her right arm is raised and partially hidden under a large white towel. As she leans forward, we can barely make out her shadowed face. Contrasting movements and vibrant color create a nervous, dislocating momentum. Layer after layer of dynamic pastel strokes build a thick, crusty surface almost as dense as an oil painting. Indeed, Woman Drying Her Hair draws attention not to the action depicted, but to the artifice of its production. The woman remains anonymous, but contemporary sources tell us that she was a professional model who sat for Degas at his cluttered studios in the Rue Victor Massé in Paris. There, he arranged and rearranged props and models to realize his unique vision, an artist, director, and producer all in one.